Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. And then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we've worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled for their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him, and all of those with him. And likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. We have in the scripture readings tonight stories of discipleship, stories of three great men, of Isaiah, the prophet in the Old Testament, of St. Paul, and of Peter. And the interesting thing is that all three of them didn't see themselves as being worthy. Isaiah says, as the Lord is calling him, he says, "Lord, I am a sinful man." He says, I'm "My lips are unclean. There's nothing good about me. I can't speak for you." And the angel touching his lips empowered him and says, "From now on, you can preach the word." And at that moment, he gets this new power, this new presence about him. And when God asks, we can say, he says, "Here I am, Lord. Send me." This great transformation that happened when Isaiah encountered the presence of God in his life. St. Paul, persecuting the Christians, and he will even say, you know, as he talks about himself, he says, "I was the worst of all because I was persecuting everybody. And yet the Lord called me, and the Lord changed my heart." And interestingly, he also says, "What I've handed on to you," he says, "of first importance, out of everything that I've always taught to you, the first thing is to know that Jesus died, he rose from the dead, and he has appeared to a whole bunch of people, that we are standing." And so Paul will say, we are standing on the witness of the early church, on the witness of those people who are still alive, and on my own witness of my encounter with Christ. And Paul continued in such a powerful way of preaching. And today we also hear in the gospel Peter. And wherever he was in his life, he was a fisherman. And in his encounter with Jesus tonight, he encountered that power of God's love in him as well. And his immediate response was to fall at the knees of Jesus and say, "Depart from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man." And Jesus calling him up and saying, "From now on, you will become a fisher of men." What dramatic changes in the lives of these three people. And what they were aware of at the first was their weakness, their sinfulness, their powerlessness, that they had nothing to give. And when Christ touched them, when they experienced that love of God in Isaiah's life and for Paul and for Simon, the experience of Jesus, they were transformed. And their life took on a whole completely different way. But the question for us is, we are also called for discipleship. And what is it that we need to do? How do we respond to that call? We know we've heard these scriptures all the time. Come and follow me. You are called to be his disciples. Let go of ourselves and follow Christ. And we still struggle. And we are still saying in so many ways, I'm not worthy. I don't know how to do that. I don't know what to do. I'm a sinful person. And so often as I talk to people, they are filled with anger against people, with resentment against things, with habits and addictions that lead them away from the Lord, that confuse their life. And we look at each one of us and we just say, I've got all of this trash that I'm carrying. I've got all these things that I don't know how to deal with them. And the other part is that we also don't find a way to let go of that. We don't see the goodness in our life. And so it makes it hard for us to follow Christ and to be that disciple. So what keeps us? The anger that we hold on to, the hurts that we've experienced years ago, the people that have betrayed us, or the people that have cheated us, the people that have walked out on us, the people that have hurt us in one way or another, the people that have made our business fail and have to start again, whatever has happened, however we've experienced our life. So often, we allow that to define us. And we allow that to define our happiness and our journey of life. We've committed ourselves to saying, I'm a person who was taken advantage of. I was a person who was hurt very deeply and betrayed by somebody. And we let that betrayal, we let that hurt, we let that stealing, we let the whatever it is, we let the abortion continue to be with us. We let the addiction continue to be with us. And we still define ourselves that way. And so the anger stays there. The resentment stays there. The envy stays there. The jealousy stays there. All of those things we continue to hold on to because that defines us. And when we hear the scriptures, Jesus encounter, or the scriptures tell us, because Isaiah's Old Testament, but the scriptures tell us tonight of these three people that were holding on to their past, and Isaiah and Paul and Peter, all aware of their failings, all aware of their inability, and they were defining themselves by those limitations. And when God touched them, he allowed them that gift to let go of where they were and to begin to see the reality of God's love for them in their life. And that's what calls us as well tonight, to open our hearts to the Lord and not to let other things define us. So often as well, people will allow themselves to be defined because their marriage is broken, because their wife has left, their husband has left, and we feel broken, we feel cheated, we feel taken advantage of, we feel betrayed, whatever it is, and that defines us. And what Jesus is saying tonight is that does not define who we are. It is God's love that defines us. It's God's mercy in our lives that defines us. It's God's presence in our life that invites us into a whole new life, and one that doesn't have room for all of that trash that we've held on to and carried for so many years. And we pray tonight, as we listen to these stories of discipleship, the Lord continues to call us to follow him, to allow his love to be in our hearts, to allow the power of his love to transform who we are. And the invitation there, and the key to it, is how we wish to be defined and how we want to continue to be defined in our life. And obviously we say is, it can't be on the past, it cannot be on our failings, it cannot be on who we used to be or who hurt us, but it has to be on the power of Christ and the love of God for us. And when we continue to follow that message of Christ, it makes the gift we have is looking at our life in a whole new way and dealing with our life in that way. And I'm going to mention it one more time, and maybe more in other weeks, but at Christmas we handed out that book called Life is Messy, and it talks about the messiness of our life. It talks about all the ways that we hold on to our past life, all the ways we let that trash affect us, and we carry it on, and it hurts who we are, and it doesn't allow us to open our hearts up to Christ. And I just invite you again, if you have the book, pick it up, begin to read, begin to let the Lord touch us, and understand all the nonsense we've got in our life, and allow it to inspire us to set it down and to open our hearts to Christ. If you haven't picked it up yet, there's a few books over at the side door of the church. There's more at the back door of the church. We've passed out about 2,000 of them since Christmas, but if we start to read it, our lives will change. It gives us a new understanding, and I just encourage you to do that, because it's only when we understand what we've been carrying, and when we understand that all the stuff we've been carrying is not should not be defining us, that I think we have that chance to become a new creation and can really understand what it means to be a disciple and can really begin to share Christ's love and to see Christ's love in our spouses, in our children, in our parents, in our brothers and sisters, and in all the other people that we encounter. We seek tonight a change of heart, that as Jesus calls us to follow him, it is his life and his love that transforms us.